भगवद्गीता 13.16, बहिरन्तश्च भूतानां अचरं चरमेव च सूक्ष्मत्वात् तदविज्ञेयं दूरस्थं चान्तिके च तद्। सो हियर कृष्णा इज टॉकिंग कंटिन्यू टू टॉक अबाउट द ज्ञेय अबाउट द एब्सोल्यूट ट्रूथ एंड ही स्पीकिंग हियर दैट बहिरन्तश्च भूतानां दैट एब्सोल्यूट ट्रूथ is in outside everything and inside everything, outside of existence and inside of existence, all living beings, we could say. Bhutana can refer to existence, it can also refer to living beings. Bahirantascha bhutana acharam charameva cha, that there are the non-moving living beings and there are the moving living beings. This classification also referred sometimes as sthavara and jangama. So, acharam charameva cha. So that absolute truth exists inside and outside of all living beings, which may be moving or moving. Sukshamatvat tadavigyayam. That sukshamatvat is extremely subtle. And avigyayam is unknowable. Durastham chanti kechita, then is far away and is close also. So the paradoxical attributes of the absolute truth are being continued in this section over here. And the point being made is that the absolute truth has many, many features, but none of those features are mundane, they are transcendental. Although sometimes people with anthropomorphic conceptions may think that these are just conceptions that have been projected on the absolute truth by people infected by anthropomorphism. But here, by talking about those attributes, in paradoxes that are not at all easy for us to resolve with our finite minds, the Gita stresses that this is not just a naive anthropomorphism, that even when we are talking about the hands and legs of God, and we are especially talking about the God of philosophy more than the God of religion, this is clearly a philosophical section. The God of philosophy refers to the philosophically conceptualized notion of the absolute truth, where through reasoning, through scriptural study, through deep contemplation, one feels that there must be an absolute truth, and then one tries to think of what would be the attributes of the absolute truth. This God of the philosophers, very philosophically intricate and delicate conception of the absolute truth is what is called as, can be called as the God of the philosopher. The God of religion refers to the conception of the worshipable deity as is conceived through conceived while performing various religious rituals. Often this conception is not very philosophically sound, and for some people it may sound and seem as very simplistic, naive, anthropomorphic, and other such pejorative labels may be applied to this conception. But essentially the focus is on acknowledging that the absolute truth is all attractive. The absolute truth is sublime and supreme. That the absolute truth is the source and the sustenance of everything. So bahirantascha bhutanam acharam charameva cha. Here the complexity of the conception of the absolute truth is underscored through the paradoxical description wherein it is said to have attributes that can at first sight seem contradictory. That absolute truth is inside and outside of all living beings. Ito narsimho, parato narsimho, ito ito yami tato narsimho. In the famous Narasimha prayers, it is said that the absolute truth is that absolute truth in the form of Narasimha Dev is inside and outside of everything. Indeed, wherever one goes, that absolute truth is there. And he manifested as Narasimha, the half man, half lion, for protecting his devotees. So, Bahirantash Chabhutanam, Bahirantash, inside and outside of everything, Chabhutanam, for all of existence, of all existence, Acharam and Charam. Krishna is present as the super soul inside of everything. Krishna is present as in his all-pervasive manifestation, the Brahman everywhere also. Durastham chantike chitad. He is far away as the all-attractive supreme person. He exists in his spiritual abode. He is far, far away, far beyond what even our fastest and most powerful planes can ever reach. Is Durastham. At the same time, Chantike. He's very close. He's inside us. In fact, even if someone embraces us, that person cannot actually come as close to us as the Lord is already eternally within us. Now, Sukshimatvat Tadavigyayam. That means this absolute truth is subtle. Now, avigyayam, that the whole section, this is a very strikingly paradoxical declaration, because the absolute truth was said to be that the subject which is being discussed is agnya. What is the object to be known? And now if it is said that the object to be known is unknown, is unknowable, essentially what we are saying is the knowable is unknowable. The agnya is avigyayam. What does it mean actually? Sukshmatvat is actually very sukshma, is very subtle. And being subtle, he is unknowable. Avikyayam. So, actually what is going on here is that Krishna is the absolute truth, is the all-attractive supreme person. And as all attractive supreme person, he is unknowable in his fullness. It's not that we can't know him at all, we can know him enough to love him. So avigyaya is not used in absolute sense over here, that he is utterly unknowable. It is used in the sense of that he is not completely knowable. And anyway, if you look at the context, it is also sukshimatvat avigyaya, means subtle. No, gross things we can understand, but when things become subtler and subtler, it's not so easy to understand those things. So, here, the point of thinking sukshmatvata davigyayam is that none of us can ourselves, by our own speculation or by our own intellectual prowess, know the absolute truth. But by striving to purify ourselves, by striving to move closer and closer in our devotional journey through submission and surrender and prayer and emotions, we can try to move closer to him. And thus, one can ultimately know him. So, we know him enough to love him. We don't never know him in full. And on this verse and this section, by giving us a paradoxical descriptions of the absolute truth, underscores the sophistication of the conception of the absolute truth that is given over here. That it is not a simplistic anthropomorphic projection, but it is a subtle, inconceivable, higher dimensional ontological reality that we can strive to approach by our prayerful devotion. Later on, it will be said that actually we can know the absolute truth by devotion. And we'll come to that section in due course. Thank you.